KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
Lucy, I'm home!
That's a phrase Desi Arnaz was known for in the sitcom I Love Lucy. That was one of his signature songs. The conga was the rhythm he helped popularize in the U.S., beating out on his conga drum as people danced to the beat of 1-2-3 Kick. Arnaz's movie career didn't go far, but playing Ricky Ricardo, husband of Lucille Ball's character Lucy Ricardo, made him a star. Just getting a major TV role was quite a feat because networks and sponsors were skeptical that a Cuban refugee with an accent would be accepted by American viewers. I Love Lucy premiered in 1951 when TV was young and ended its run of new shows in 1957. It became the first show in TV history to reach 10 million people. For years, it was the most popular show on TV. A lot of that is credited to Ball's comedic talent and to the work Arnaz did in front of the camera and behind the scenes, creating what became standard procedures for producing, shooting, lighting, and broadcasting TV sitcoms, and led to the possibility of reruns and syndication. He also founded Desilu Productions, which kept expanding and for a while was the largest creator of TV content in the world. Our Miss Brooks, December Bride, The Andy Griffith Show, The Untouchables, and The Dick Van Dyke Show were among the programs produced by Desilu and or filmed in its studios. The new book, Desi Arnaz, The Man Who Invented Television, by my guest, Todd Purdom, is about Arnaz, I Love Lucy, the early days of TV, the seminal role he played in shaping it, his marriage to Lucille Ball, and the excesses that did him in. Purdom spent 23 years at the New York Times, where he covered the White House, was diplomatic correspondent, and L.A. bureau chief. He's the author of the previous books, Something Wonderful, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Broadway Revolution, and An Idea Whose Time Has Come, Two Presidents, Two Parties, and the Battle for the Civil Rights Act of 1964. I Love Lucy is still part of current pop culture. It continues to play in reruns on TV. Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem starred as Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz in the 2021 film Being the Ricardos. In 2022, Amy Poehler directed the documentary Lucy and Desi. Todd Purdom, welcome back to Fresh Air. I really enjoyed the book. It has so much interesting TV history in it. Networks and sponsors were not enthusiastic about the idea of a Latino man starring in a sitcom. What were their problems?
Well, no, Terry, they weren't. First of all, they were very concerned that he was different, that he had a thick accent, and they just did not believe that widespread American audiences would believe him as the husband of an all-American girl like Lucille Ball. Of course, the irony is they had been an all-American couple for 10 years already in real life.
How had he been typed in his earlier years in the movies?
He said at one point his ambition was to be the Cuban Mickey Rooney, and he really was a little bit like Mickey Rooney. He could do comedy, he could do music, he could play the drum, he could sing. And he struggled to find a workable niche in Hollywood. He was always a little bit off. He never quite fit into Hollywood's stereotype of what a Latin performer should be.
He'd been a successful band leader.
Yes, and he was apparently in person a very, very compelling entertainer, a wonderful showman who could hold the audience in the palm of his hand. He wasn't a classically great musician. He was self-taught. He never learned how to read music. He wasn't a spectacular drummer. His Latin music, his Cuban music was, by the lights of authentic Cuban music fans, not the most pure version. It was a kind of popularized American version that brought those Cuban musical forms to American mass audiences. But apparently the whole package was pretty overwhelming when you saw him in the flesh.
He wasn't a great singer either, I'll add that. And a lot of his songs were novelty songs.
Yes, yes. He was an adequate singer, but he was, you know, he was not an incredible vocalist. There's no doubt about that.
Meanwhile, Lucille Ball wasn't getting, like, the traction that she wanted in movies either.
No, she'd been working steadily in movies.
Pardon the interruption. We'll give you this Sandpoint City Council meeting now. I blame it on the phone system. Or AI. That's going to end up being a problem for the young people. Watch. Or look like mushroom people all in chairs, cluttered. All right, we'll call this meeting to order. Welcome to the Sandpoint City Council regular meeting of June 2nd. 2025. This meeting is called to order at 7:06 p.m. Roll call, please, Jane.
Mayor Smith?
Here.
Officer Roof?
Here.
Amy Gunderson?
Here.
Amy Eubanks?
Here.
Zach Foster Jr.?
Yes.
Tracy Gunderson?
Here.
Billy Dishkin Jr.?
Here. All right, we have a quorum. Okay, we'll go on to the first order of business is the approval of the agenda. This time, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? All right, hearing none, any conflict of interest? Also hearing none. So, this time, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the June 2nd, 2025 agenda.
So, I feel like there's a lot more going on. I find that. So would we have to add anything to that? But if I have done their exception.
Well, the motion. Would we need to repost the executive session on the agenda if we are going to change the nature of it?
I have no idea.
Yes.
Especially if you, yeah, I know it does.
You can only go into executive session for matters of immediate knowledge of which you would clearly have adverse effect of finances on the government union. So we would have to.
Their next meeting in June. Want to have another one on the agenda?
Okay.
So if there are no additions, I have a motion to accept, adopt the June 2nd, 2025 agenda.
I'll make a motion to adopt the June 2nd, 2025 agenda as written.
Motion by Austin. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Bill. Roll call, please, Jay.
Zach?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. Okay. At this time, go to public comments. Any public comments on agenda items? Right, hearing none. Go on to the consent agenda. One item on the consent agenda, the minutes of the regular meeting of May 13th, 2025. Everyone had a chance to read over the minutes and need for corrections, changes? All right, seeing none, we have a motion to adopt the minutes of May
13th, 2025.
I'll make a motion to adopt the
minutes
of May 13th, 2025. Motion by Marita. Have a second?
Second that.
By Amy. And roll call, please, Jake.
Amy? Yes. Austin?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Motion carried. Go on. The next item would be reports, but there are no reports at this time. We'll go on to the hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. And there's one item, the 2025-01, an ordinance of the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026. We have a motion to put ordinance 2025-01 on the floor for its second reading.
I'd like a motion for ordinance 2501, an ordinance to the City of Sandpoint, Alaska, adopting the operating budget for fiscal year 2026.
Motion by Austin, second by Rika. And at this time, I'll hand the floor to Debbie.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council. Ordinance 2025-01 is an ordinance for the adopting the FY26 operating budget. At the last meeting, we also had a reading. We are redoing doing a second reading because there have been some substantial changes to the amounts of the budget from the first reading. So this is reading number two, and the totals are for revenue. FY26 revenue will be $3,811,018, and the expenditures on this version is $3,397,092,000, with a change of $413,926 from the prior year. That's the difference between the revenue and expenditures. So the council has in a workshop scheduled the adoption of the agenda of the FY26 ordinance, or the FY26 budget, for June 24th. And with that, I will entertain any questions that anyone has.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time? All right. Seeing none. I have a roll call, please, Jay.
Austin?
Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Rita?
This is for second reading.
Yes. Amy? Yes. Amy?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll go on to the next item of business. This is old business, which there is none, so we'll go down to new business. And the first item is cost of living adjustment. I think I'll send the floor to Deb.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In your packet, there is a memo regarding the FY26 COLA, possible COLA increases. They were calculated at 2.2%. for a total of $30,512,074. However, council has asked me to go back. That was at a 2.3%, and asked me to do a 3% recalculation due to what our personnel policy says, and it states 3%. So I did recalculate this evening, and you should have a new spreadsheet or a new document in front of you that reads a total of $456,455.79. This was a recalculation with hourly employees and salaried employees. It does not include contract employees. Any questions?
All right, thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie?
You have another mistake on your spreadsheet. Under facilities under maintenance, you have current and projected as the same amount.
Under which one?
Facilities maintenance.
Yeah, I believe that is correct. I could have had a different number in current, I suppose, but what we're projecting is the right number.
Okay.
I could change that. I will change that. I did this quickly after the meeting tonight. And so I will do a proper memo for your June 24th meeting, and I will double check everything for you.
Thank you, Debbie. Any other questions? Austin?
So with that, Debbie, do you believe that the correct amount for the increase would be $36,455?
My first round added after the meeting or the workshop today, I checked it several times. I believe it's in the ballpark if it's not exact. Facilities maintenance, the reason we're showing a difference there is for some reason I have moved the janitor salary still in the general fund, but it's from the administrative to the facilities expense item. So it was calculated normally in the administration current, but facilities maintenance is now where the janitor and the maintenance employee is in that budget. That's the difference there. But I believe 36,000 is pretty accurate.
Thank you, Debbie. Any other comments?
I have one more comment. Under the harbor one. Your total is the same as the last one, $8,192.91, but then your projected is different from your previous.
Yeah, and I can explain that easily as well, because in my spreadsheet that I did, it's just carrying over from that. I believe it was the same thing. I don't think I had to change any of the harbor except for the projected. And so it just carries through, it is the same. It was right on that spreadsheet, and it's also right on there when it should have been different, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
It was pulling from one spreadsheet to another, and I just didn't check closely those tallies, but
well,
it's right.
Hard to tell what's right and wrong because the projected is 262,000, and then the projected on the current one that you just turned in is $127,000. So
I'm
just, that's why I'm questioning.
Right. And that's, and I apologize again. It should have, I should have calculated at the beginning of 3%, but I was asked to do 2.2%. So I had to quickly go back and change, and it gets complicated working with these spreadsheets. So I apologize. I should have paid more attention.
Okay. Well, I think us as a whole, I believe we wanted to move this to the 24th June meeting. And can I request that we list our, what employees go under which department, so we make sure we're not missing or including wrong people for the next meeting?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. For the directive?
For the next meeting, we'd like to move the cost of living adjustment to the next meeting on June 24th. That's, I'm assuming, the date we've all agreed on. And I would, I'm requesting that we list all the employees under which department they are under, just so we know which employees we're including in this and make sure we're not adding somebody that shouldn't or missing somebody that shouldn't.
Okay, I can do that. Is it okay if I list positions?
That's fine.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marita. Any other comment? All right. At this time, then, is there an understanding that you want to table this until the next meeting?
Yes.
I make a motion that we table until the next meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah. Second.
Thanks. Okay, so we'll table that. We'll move on to
the roll call.
We have the roll call. Oh, the roll call, please, Jen.
Amy? Yes. Austin?
Yes.
Jack?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Amy? Yes.
Okay. Motion carries. Okay, well, we'll see. Okay, under new business. The second is a donation request to the Meganugan, well, I'm not reading that, UTT annual graveyard cleanup in the amount of $500. And we spoke about this in the workshop, so is there any further comment? I hear none. Do we have a motion to accept donation request for QTT for the annual graveyard cleanup of $500.
I motion for donating $500 to the QTT used for the graveyard cleanup project.
All right, we have a motion by Austin. We have a second.
I'll second.
Second by Jeannie. No further comments. Roll call, please, Jay. Marita?
Yes. Amy?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Billy?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, we'll move on to the next new business item. Is three, donation request by QTT for the tribal culture camp in the amount of $7,000. Comments or debate? Or make a motion?
I make a motion that we give the culture camp $3,500.
A second.
All right, we have a motion by Amy to give QTT's camp donation of $3,500. We have a second by Austin. Any other comments? Austin?
I'd comment that we all want to acknowledge and recognize the amazing work the culture camp does. And given current fiscal situations for the city, we wish we could give this $4,000, $7,000 and try to give what we can and Hope to give more in the future.
Okay. Awesome. Any other comments? Hearing none. Roll call. Yes.
Billy?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Marisa?
Yes.
Amy?
Yes.
Jamie?
Yes.
Austin?
Yes.
All right, motion carries. Okay, at this time, that concludes our business. Are there any public comments? All right, hearing none. Move on to council comments. Are there any council comments? Amy?
I want to say thank you to Jade and Bridget for pulling off the awesome job of doing the cleanup. The kids did really good things. We like the bikes this year, but also our town looks amazing. So I wanted to thank you guys for doing all that. I know it's a lot of work. And also anybody who's involved in that. I just saw you three up there. So I'm sure there's other people involved. And I want to say, also, I saw something pretty cool today. And I was like, but somebody said, no problem. But I saw three of our, I don't know what you call them, summertime support staff. I don't know what you want to call them. Dock the ferry today at ease, and I was just like, all right. It was pretty cool. I was pretty impressed with them. So I wanted to say, great job at hiring those, and they're doing a great job for what I saw. Pretty scary, but they did it like they were working there 20 years. Really impressed.
Right. Thank you. Any other council comments? Austin?
I get a lot of times to thank the department heads who come to the meeting for the work they do. But I don't think I've taken the time, and no one can do this enough, to thank Ken Stuke for his work for the city. I saw him clean up his alders. He had a mountain of alders. Probably took me a week. He did about a couple hours to do what he did. I'm just all thankful for the work that Ken does. I want to make sure to express gratitude for his continued and tireless effort.
Thank you, Austin. Any further comments?
I have a request, I guess, more than anything. This is for Debbie. Hey, Debbie, this is in regards to grants for the city. Hello?
I'm listening. Hello?
Okay, so I'm requesting when you give us your report for the city, for your administrative report, I was requesting that you would add more detailed information on the grants that we do have, and then maybe include in the FYI if we get rejected or if we get the grant, just so everybody's aware of what's being received for the city.
Okay, absolutely. I definitely do let you know when I get a grant. I'll follow up. What was that?
I said I would like to mostly see in our FYI if we get a letter or email stating we received this and what it's for, you know, included in our FYI.
Okay. I got it.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rita. Thanks, Debbie. Any further comment? Okay. Hearing none, we'll move on to the next item, is the executive session. Oh, I missed the next meeting. Sorry. Our next meeting date would be June 24th. What is my reading?
I am.
And it will be at 7 p.m. in there would be one item for sure, would be about the
public hearing.
Public hearing and second reading of, or third reading of ordinance 2025-01, passing of the city budget.
Can I request topic?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Can we put the, from the policy and handbook, the 3% COLA, like the wording for all that, so we can discuss this so it can be changed in the future? That would best fit the city.
Any other items?
We're going to meet in July.
And executive session.
Go ahead. Please. Another executive session. On the
So there was a second request for the meeting, a print of something. I didn't catch that, just so I know what I need to have.
It was an individual breakdown of employees, so I don't think names would be appropriate, but maybe position titles. So like Harbor Labor 1, Harbor Labor 2, so that way we know which be included in uploading.
Oh, is that what, in the public hearing, and then she just reiterated the COLA in detail? I didn't get the second item.
We're just making sure we add the COLA to the agenda.
Okay. All right. Sorry, I didn't catch that. Thank you.
Jim?
Yes, Austin?
If we meet in July or if it's going to be August, I would like to request that we have an ordinance to discuss about liquor tax of maybe 2-3%. So that way it can go the next election if possible. If we get that posted by August, would that be enough time for it to go?
What's the timeline on that? It would have to be first and second between public hearing and
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks,
Austin. Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Debbie?
I don't know if I'm supposed to comment here, but I did send you a message probably a week ago talking about the Peter Pan pile of stuff down there, the metal. I was thinking maybe it might be a good idea to start charging if we can, but I think we have to talk to the attorney to see what the options are and start billing Peter Pan for, I don't know what, it's not our property, but it's kind of a danger, whatever, sitting down there. Is that something that council would be interested in also adding to the agenda?
Sounds like that's positive for sure. We probably have a garbage, or we'll have to look them up.
Okay.
That's not a job that we can volunteer to do. That's going to be a big job cutting out a part of that.
Everything.
So I think you might want to take that task, but it needs to be cleaned up. Just an open pit, basically. Something to
think about. Something flying across the road last winter. So.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is we could start sending them bills, but we have to make sure that we're set up to do that. I don't know if we have an ordinance. I didn't have a chance to check. And then I would just like to run that by our attorney.
Have we talked to them? Have we asked them first before we anybody asked them about me?
Definitely. Definitely. I just wanted to make sure it was something you were interested in before I spend time and money on it.
You might want to ask the attorney, and then it might be a cleanup order of you do it or we do it and take the bills or however that would work, something like that.
Right. Yep, that's what I wanted to do.
But it's kind of a big eyesore. Everybody gets off the phone.
Right, first thing you see is water.
Just for a reference, back in 2012, we did this with trailers that were derelict and hazardous to the neighbor, and we contacted the owner and didn't charge them because they're still, people gave up their, you know, rights to what was left there, but we did something similar based off of the line.
But if they didn't give it up, were we able to charge?
They were all...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just saying they didn't, like, yeah. If he doesn't clean up, are we able to limit the charge or not?
There must be more wording.
Yeah, perfect.
Well, that's the thing you have to think about is a tool. It's going to take chop saws, right. Solid chop saws, and you have to size that stuff down, and then where, and what are we going to do with it?
That would be considered.
Sure.
Somebody might buy one in there.
A lot of that stuff, I mean, the tin you can crumble.
Yeah.
But the purlins and structure and stuff like that, that's not going to fold right up.
All right, thank you. Yeah, we'll look into that also. You got a comment? Now we'll move on to the executive session. All right, hearing none. At this time, we have an executive session. Session for finance.
I'd like to make a motion that we go into executive session, that we invite Debbie, Irina, Bridget, and Char, what's your last name? I'm sorry. Hansen, Char Hansen. One at a time.
Right.
And that we start with Irina, possible?
Irina. Okay.
You read the statement regarding the financial
reasons for matters of immediate knowledge, of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the government unit. Thank you.
All right. We have a second.
Okay.
Motion by Amy, a second by Jay, and we are going into your session at 7:37.
Her marriage, she always
That was your city council meeting. We'll see if they let us back in for adjournment, but right now they moved into an executive session, and we'll get you back to your regular scheduling.
The new book, Desi Arnaz, The Man Who Invented Television. Coming up, David Bianculli reviews the new documentary, One to One, John and Yoko. This is Fresh Air. In 1971, the year after the Beatles broke up, John Lennon and Yoko Ono moved from London to New York. They spent the next 18 months living in a small Greenwich Village apartment before moving uptown to the Dakota, a more lavish and secluded building. During that time, they held a benefit concert for the children of Willowbrook, a state-run Staten Island facility housing disabled children in horrifying conditions. It was the only full-length concert Lennon gave after the Beatles, and a new film by Kevin MacDonald documents both the concert and that period in Lennon's life. It's called One to One, John and Yoko, and it's now streaming on demand. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
Kevin MacDonald and editor and co-director Sam Rice Edwards framed their movie about John Lennon and Yoko Ono in the early 70s by looking through the lens of television. In this case, it's a perfect framing device. As Lennon arrived in this country, being more politically outspoken than he was as a Beatle, he and his wife, Yoko Ono, eagerly went on TV talk shows to rally support for their causes, showing up everywhere from Dick Cavett to a week co-hosting the Mike Douglas Show. And even more eagerly, John Lennon devoured television. In their small Greenwich Village apartment, which is recreated for the documentary, John and Yoko installed a TV at the foot of their bed so they could lounge around watching. And both the variety and sheer volume of what was available delighted them.
We're very comfortable here, especially like having TV, you know, 24 hours a day or something.
Just suits me fine. Suits me fine.
What are your favorite programs?
I just like TV, you know. To me, it replaced the fireplace when I was a child. And if you want to know what 20 million Americans are talking about on Saturday night, it's what they saw on Friday night on TV. It's a window on the world. Whatever it is, that's that image of ourselves that we're portraying.
They consumed it all, from the Waltons to Watergate coverage, and lots of news about Richard Nixon and Vietnam and George Wallace and Attica. They also watched American football games and beauty pageants. And in one of Lennon's first local radio appearances after arriving, he responded to a phone-in caller by demonstrating his familiarity with televised beauty pageants.
Yes.
I'd like to ask John a question.
Sure.
John?
Yeah?
I can't believe I'm speaking to a myth.
A myth?
Yeah.
Myth world or myth universe?
For Lennon, it was a time of reinvention, both musically and in terms of his political involvement. He fell in with activists like Jerry Rubin and appeared and performed at a rally protesting the 10-year sentence of another activist, John Sinclair, for a minor drug possession. But after agreeing to headline a series of national protest tour dates leading up to the 1972 national political conventions, Lennon backed off, because he sensed the leaders of that movement were advocating violence. Even so, Lennon's activities got him singled out by the Nixon administration, which threatened to deport him and installed listening devices on his phone. And just as President Nixon ended up secretly taping his own White House conversations, John Lennon ended up taping his own phone calls, too. From heated talks with his then-manager to casual chats with friends, they provide some of the best moments in this documentary. In this call, which is loaded with suspicious static, a reporter asks about the wiretap rumors.
People say their phones are bugged.
First of all, I thought it was paranoia. I've been reading all these, you know, conspiracy theory books. You can hear things going on the phone every time you pick it up. Mm. People clicking in and out. And, there was a lot of repairs going on downstairs to the phones every few days, down in the basement. I started taping my own phone calls, too, so, it's, you know, I don't know why. I thought, well, at least I'll have a copy of whatever they're going to try and say I'm talking about.
Eventually, John and Yoko find yet another cause by watching TV. After seeing a news report by ABC correspondent Geraldo Rivera exposing the terrible treatment of young disabled patients at Willowbrook State Development Center, John and Yoko decide to hold a benefit concert at Madison Square Garden, just as fellow Beatle George Harrison had done the year before with his Concert for Bangladesh. They called theirs the One-to-One Concert, and this film plays many songs from that show full length. Imagine, Instant Karma, and Mother, a searingly emotional song about John feeling abandoned by his parents, a father who left and a mother who died. And even a Beatles song, to which Lennon adds an overt message of opposition to the Vietnam War, to the audience's obvious delight. Sean Ono Lennon is one of this documentary's executive producers, which may explain why some of the more unflattering details from the period are omitted or downplayed. But Yoko gets her due here, as she should, as an artist in her own right and as the victim of some awful treatment by Beatles fans and the press. And by using TV to tell their story, One-to-One, John and Yoko retells the story of that time as well. Incendiary times. Inspirational artists, amazing music.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed One-to-One, John and Yoko, which is now streaming on demand. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be Mark Hamill. He played one of the most iconic heroes in movie history, Luke Skywalker, in Star Wars, but he's also played one of the most notorious comic book villains, doing the voice of the Joker in Batman the Animated Series. He's in the new movie The Life of Chuck, which is an adaptation of a Stephen King story. I hope you'll join us. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.
Measuring a summer's day, only find it slips away to gray. And the hours they bring me pain. Tangerine, a little reflection. I'm a dream. I will.
know what he does to make you cry, but I'll be there to make you smile. I don't have a fancy car to get to you. I walk 1,000 miles. I don't care if he buys you nice things. Does his gifts come from the heart? I don't know, but if you were my girl, I'd make it so we'd never be apart. But my love is all I have to give. Without you, I don't. Okay, baby, just tell me your problems. I'll try my best to kiss them all away. Does he leave when you need him the most? Does his friends get on your side? Baby, please, I'm on my knees praying for the day that you'll be mine. My love is all.